哎呀，呢轮转天气风湿骨痛，好辛苦啊！
奶奶，我啱啱买咗一个最新科技嘅太空小灵晶，可以迅速舒缓任何痛症噶，咁就唔怕风湿骨痛啦。
哇，咁好噶，咁啊买多个分享下俾阿姨婆啦。
太空小灵晶可以喺六创意健康店买到，电话2882-4848，网址系www.healthshop.com.hk。
So it's really an honor to be able to do this kind of work. I've been a vegan for almost 40 years, since 1980.And I always say it was the smartest thing I ever did besides marrying Madeline. And it was really, it's been a tremendous adventure, not only of spirituality, because I think veganism and spirituality are two sides of the same coin. They're both questioning the materialism in our culture that we're just objects, that animals are just objects, and looking more deeply and seeing...the life that we can respect in nature and in animals.
Dr. Chettle, he's a soldier, he has his own. He's from the girl, but in the country, he's a young six soul. He's a good guy, 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 he's a good guy,關於啲物質上嘅嘢，同埋究竟人類嘅文化會睇睇究竟嗰個生命嗰個價值係喺邊度啊？同呢個大自然嘅宇宙嘅關係係點啊
？And one of the things we've discovered is that it's the grassroots movements, the local vegetarian and vegan.Animal rights, raw groups all over the world in cities and towns and communities where the real education and transformation is taking place. So we love working together like we're doing right now with local groups, face to face with real people, talking about the ideas that are so important to not only survive into the future,but also to thrive, because I think if we don't change the way we're living in a fundamental, radical way by changing our food, then we will not have a world for our children.
咁喺所有嘅城市啊，或者鄉村啊，或者啲都市入邊咧，咁有好大嘅改變，有譬如有啲教育上嘅嘢啊，文化上嘅嘢啊，咁佢希望咧就同嗰啲本地嗰啲市民啊，或者啲社區嘅人咧一齊去面對面咁接觸到，啊大家去交換下意見啊，咁去尋求一下究竟我哋嘅生存仲可以維持幾耐咧？我哋仲有冇咩選擇咧？咁樣，所以咧就呢個食素嗰個運動咧，就由嗰度開始的建設。
And I just want to say one other thing here, and that is that I think I've been discovering there's two key ideas that veganism I think really expresses, and one is peace, and the other is unity. And I've seen that.You know, the book we wrote is called The World Peace Diet, and the whole idea is that the way we're eating our foods, what we're eating, will either cause conflict and violence or peace and harmony. And the other idea is unity, because I think what we're talking about is uniting our consciousness in a way where we see that all life is interconnected. And veganism helps us to reconnect.With our true nature and with nature, with animals, with each other in a very beautiful way. And the final thing I want to say is I just wish all of you could see what we have seen traveling to Africa, to India, to Korea and Australia, New Zealand, South America, Eastern Europe, all these different countries. But when people come together like we're doing right now at to talk about vegan living, it's like we have this universal family from all different languages, different races, but we all have the same yearning, the same aspiration, the same desire to spread this message. So we're connected with millions of other people all over the world who are all in the same movement. And I think Madeline and I have probably traveled more than anyone around the world with this vegan message. And so we're so blessed to just receive this, but I want to share this with you too.
That's a lot.他跟他太太都有聯絡，他有很多地方，包括非洲、印度、韓國、紐西蘭、南美、其他地方，他有很多地方。發覺很多人其實都是有一種感應，或者一種感動，那種心靈會令到他們發覺所有人其實都有 connection， 即是一種聯繫。透過這個素食的運動，很可能就真的將所有的人帶在一起，是做成一個和平的社會，和聯繫一起，是做一個很好的生活。
Well, talking about the universal family, we all have to admit that there's desperation all around the world today. There's terrorism, there's famine, and there's all kinds of so-called natural disaster. So my question is, what is your opinion about this? What went wrong? Is it fate, or is it something that happened to us? Is it our human nature? Why do we deserve this? 我提出就是现在的世界很不行，周围都有恐怖主义，周围都有饥荒，天灾人祸，为什么会搞成这样？你以为是人性，还是有些不幸发生了？
That's a great question. I would say it's virtually all of the problems that you're talking about, such as war, conflict, disease, environmental devastation, social injustice and alienation, and famine, all these problems have a common core and a root cause, and it's animal agriculture. That's it, basically. It's when we 10,000 years ago started to herd animals for food, that not only changed our relationship with nature and animals, it changed our relationship with each other in a very profound way.
互相殘殺，或者有些任何的疾病，這些都會影響到全世界的環境。而大家都有一個共同的核心價值，就是在一個最根源的問題，就是動物的畜業，動物的畜業。大概在
And so I think it's very good news to us to understand this, that we're not, as a human species, flawed and violent and stupid and destructive. actually. We act that way. We use our resources to destroy the forests and the oceans and each other. But really, the problem is that we have all inherited, we've been born into a culture with an obsolete food orientation. We don't have to hate people a long time ago for starting to herd animals, rape them, kill them, eat them. But we shouldn't be, there's no reason for us to continue doing that now.
我哋唔係一定係話即係好蠢啊，或者係互相殘殺啊，或者去斬殺好多森林啊，諸如此類嘅問題。咁我哋係唔需要咧去憎恨，即係有個憎恨嘅心喺自己入邊。應該咧就係愛護啲動物，而唔係去殘殺呢個物，傷害啲動物。咁呢個轉變咧，其實咧係一個非常之好嘅線索，係等我哋再繼續探索。
The basic idea is that, as you know, when we're eating meat and dairy products and eggs, we're eating foods that are not healthy for our physical body, but to really understand that the underlying attitudes that we have to eat also along with that food are even more unhealthy for our mind, our spirit, and for our society, because they're attitudes that lead directly to exploitation of each other, to reduction of our intelligence, to the reduction of our sensitivity, to a sense of alienation from nature and this and the beauty of the world. It creates this domination of the feminine dimension, the sacred feminine, the stealing of babies from their mothers, and eating that, feeding that to our children. This is so hideous, we don't want to think about it. But it's the core of all of our problems.
我哋所有嘅問題根源咧，其實就係我哋飲食嘅態度。咁呢個飲食態度咧，會影響我哋身體或者個心靈嗰種健康同埋唔健康，而影響到呢個社會或者個社區所有嘅人嗰種關係。咁如果我哋可以改變呢個飲食嘅態度嘅話咧， 這個世界其實可以變得更加美好，更加美麗。咁如果唔係我哋因為食錯咗嘢，即係嗰個飲食咧個態度有問題咧，就唔會有咁多饑荒同埋咁多災難。And
so I think that's all I can say. I can say a lot more about that. That's what the World Peace Diet, really the book is about, that whole understanding it. To say it in a few sentences, it seems a little sort of unbelievable, you know, that animal agriculture could be so terrible. But actually, I think when we look carefully and deeply, we see that it is.
現在我們不知道原來這個人和動物的關係，我們為了畜牧，為了那些食肉那類的東西，就令到我們這個世界真的很恐怖。
Oh, and I'll just say that, and that's why I think a place like this, a center like this where food of harmony and healing and peace is served, I love how you said it's a spiritual center. Because that's really it. I mean, I think when we eat consciously and mindfully and are aware of the energy and consciousness of the food that we're eating and the whole system required of that, that we're actually evolving spiritually. And this is the pathway to a beautiful doorway into a world where peace and freedom and sustainability are possible.
喺呢一個咁有能量嘅心靈中心咧， 咁提供咗嗰啲咁乾淨嘅食物，同埋咁有愛心嘅食物咧，係的確上我哋會感受到咧呢個世界嗰種和平。咁喺呢個過程之中咧，其實我哋係可以食出一種叫覺醒嘅能量，係啦。咁喺呢個時候咧，我哋嗰個能量咧就會大大提升啦。咁呢個世界咧會變得咧係非常之美麗嘅。
Well, yes. How pessimistic are you? They say that the world is coming to an end, we have no collective future. Every index, be it the air or the chemical pollution or whatever, food, is doomed. What's your cause of optimism, if any? We heard that, for example, in the United States, 4 or 5 years ago, the vegan population, it was 2% and now it's over 5%. Thanks to maybe our friend Bill Clinton and company, I don't know. What does that mean to you? 我哋都話咧，呢個世界而家冇得救。你睇任何嘅指標咧，我哋都死梗嘅。你講空氣，你講食物，你講生物多樣性，你想你講啲森林冇曬，你講海洋污染等等等等等，我哋係冇希望嘅。咁而家我哋可以有幾悲觀咧？如果是樂觀的，樂觀在哪裡呢？有什麼出路呢？譬如美國這樣，聽說呢，40年前只有2%的人吃素，現在竟然有5%多，是不是這個是一個好的指標？
That's another great question. How optimistic or how pessimistic am I about the future of humanity in our situation here? I would say,basically, what I write in the World Peace Diet is that these are the last days of eating animals. Either we will continue this behavior and our violence in population will increase to the point where we destroy ourselves and probably a lot of the rest of the earth, or...we will evolve and awaken and stop eating animal foods and create a foundation for a more loving and sustainable and respectful and harmonious way of living. And I think it's really up to each one of us to do the best we can to help bring this about.
飲食態度，咁所有嘅唔好嘅所謂鬥爭啊，或者嗰啲罪案啊，諸如此類咧，就會慢慢冇咗。咁亦都咧，我哋唔會因為咁樣咧，係摧殘咗我哋自己本身嗰個生命啦，同埋所有全世界其他嗰啲生物都唔會因為我哋咁嘅飲食習慣咧，而會繼續受苦。反而咧係會繼續會向住好嘅一面咧去，咁所以呢個咧一定喺我嚟睇咧，即係多得做咧，就要第一要停止食所有嘅動物，要改變自己嘅飲食咧，作為一個叫純素食者。咁所以我哋嘅將來咧，其實咧就係完全靠我哋嘅飲食有冇改變。
And so I'll just say, I think.That whatever the future will be, we don't know. What we do know is that each day when we wake up in the morning, we have another day. And so to just give thanks for one day, another day, and what can I do with this day? I can do the best I can to try and learn and evolve and share and cooperate andbless others in the world And if I do that, then it's a day well lived. None of us knows if we'll be here tomorrow. Really, we don't know when we'll leave this world. It could happen any time. Our life is like a flower, and its beauty is in the transiency. So to just remember that and live each day and as best we can without worrying about the future, because the only way we'll have a positive future is if this moment right now, which is all we have, is lived in a positive and loving way.
Yeah. 無論將來係會點樣咧，其實我哋係唔清楚，係冇人會知道。但係當我哋每一日起身嘅時候，咁我哋會可以諗一諗，究竟今日可以做啲乜嘢咧？我可唔可以令到呢個今日咧會更加美、更加美好咧？咁我哋可以繼續學習啦，繼續係令到或者祝福呢個社會會更加好。咁同埋咧，我哋試下睇下究竟今日可以做得幾多，去幫呢個世界係有一個好好嘅將來。咁如果係咁嘅話咧，我哋嘅明日咧就一定係有個希望。咁人生咧就只不過好似一朵花咁樣，佢好快又會摧殘嘅，個時間咧係好短促嘅。咁所以我哋係唔需要擔心將來發生咩事，只要咧係活在當下，喺今時今日，我哋能夠做到咁多嘅嘢，咁嘅時候咧，呢、這個時刻咧就係、是、值得我哋係有抱住一個好大嘅希望。
We all know you are going to say this, go vegan, stop killing, but you have a roadmap. Where do we go from here to there? What is the best scenario? You know, the transformation would just come up tomorrow morning. It has to go through various stages. Now, I remember 90 years ago, in the last century, they told me that 90% plus of the doctors, British doctors, the MDs in England and Scotland, smoke cigarettes. It took them 30 to 40 years to prove that tobacco is harmful. And it took another 30 years to start some legislation against, you know, tobacco work. And there is the lobbying, and there's the powerful industry, tobacco industry behind it. And even after 90 years, you know, we are still seeing many people suffered from tobacco. And now compare this to meat eating, I think the situation is even more impossible. You know, it's the meat industry, which is one of the largest and most powerful agent on the planet today. Apart from, you know, be the change you want to see and whatnot, what else do you think can bring this day of hope sooner to realize? 我的問題就是呢，講就容易咯，咁大家唔食肉就得㗎啦，但係其實唔係咁簡單咯，究竟我哋有冇睇到有一個真係好嘅發展，將來一步一步咁樣點樣樣，由而家呢個情況去到有希望，大家可以唔再冇咩人食肉嘅咧？嗱，舉一個例，喺90年前，英國嘅醫生10個有9個以上係食緊煙嘅，冇人覺得食煙有問題嘅。後嚟有醫生就懷疑咧，食煙係危害健康，再搞咗30-40年，先至有足夠嘅研究，即係證明到釘死咗佢，就係話即係吸煙係有問題。再等多30-40年，仲有好多人咧係食緊煙，先至開始有法律嘅，即係去禁煙啊嗰啲嘢嚇。搞足成差唔多大半個世紀，都啲人都仲係食緊咁多煙。咁啊，煙草工業係咁惡死，相比之下咧，肉類嘅工業更加離譜咯。 佢係控制曬所有好多嘅嘢，個利益實在太大，而且啲人咧戒慾咧比戒煙更加困難嘅，我哋大家都知道嚇。咁、我哋即係將來個點樣可以睇到一步一步去到嗰度咧？係唔係而家我哋個個自己去我自己食肉唔食啦，咁就算啦
？Yes, I think it's a very good analogy between.The tobacco industry and the medical industry and the meat industry, and we've made a lot of progress, but we still have a ways to go with tobacco. But it's great to see how, and I think people dream of this, that at some point meat and dairy will be the same thing. You know, you have to eat over in this little corner if you're going to eat meat and dairy, and it'll be kind of disgusting, you know, like people smoking now, they just kind of stay over there.they have a special little room for the meat eaters over. Close the door and nobody has to smell it, you know. but actually, I think, of course, with animal agriculture, it's much deeper ingrained in our cultural psyche than tobacco. So it's a bigger battle, in a sense. My approach is that...This message of veganism is really a transformation. When someone goes vegan, they go through a transformation, I think, at a pretty deep level, especially after, you know, when it gets deep in them. So this is, I don't think this is a message that we should approach by marketing and by trying to find catchy phrases andjust get people to buy it like it's another product. I think really this is the most powerful social justice issue of our time, and it requires us who are promoting this to actually change ourselves so that we're bringing this message in a whole variety of ways, combining the grassroots efforts. That's the most important thing, I think.And then from there, the government policies and so forth will change. But that'll never change unless we change. It has to come from the people. So it really has to come from us individually.
周博士嗰個問題咧提出咧係一個非常好嘅比喻，即係究竟煙草同埋有啲。醫藥咁同呢個食素嘅關係，咁但係咧，我哋要提出嚟咧，就係呢個係好困難，同埋好難去改變一種生活習慣嚟嘅。咁喺呢度咧，又會講起有啲貴嘅，譬如有啲奶類，即係養牛啊，咁要揸奶啊嗰啲。咁同埋食煙啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢咧，其實我哋每日都喺度好多，尤其是西方國家啦，每日都飲奶嘅，同食煙啊。咁呢個根源咧，其實就係響畜牧嗰度，因為佢頭先飲奶咧，都係嚟自嗰啲牛嗰度，所以你一定要畜牧啲牛，都要養牛。咁最大嘅問題咧，就係響即係種嗰啲。或者啲草啊，咩啲禾啊，咁我哋需要食飯嘅，咁呢啲咧都係需要去考慮到嘅。咁所以我哋最大嘅心理嘅所謂戰爭啦嚇，去點樣去解開呢個所謂死結咧，就係要有一種叫轉化嘅能量。咁呢個轉化咧就係嚟自。不是那些市場上的管理啊，或者市場的做生意的方式，而是要令到每一個人呢會注意到一個社區的那種平衡或者是公平，那要令到自己呢是改變自己，那才唯一解決那個死結的。那所以我們那個目標呢或者個注視力呢其實就在這些草根的市民那裡，那我們只要能夠是 改變每一個人的生活態度，轉化自己的理念、飲食的習慣。至於政府那些所謂政策、那些都是其次的， 都會跟著我們每一個人的改變，而社會改變，政府的所謂那些政策也都會跟著我們每一個人的力量而受到轉化。
Well, I think we should all thank you for doing all this great work for humanity. And we are particularly grateful for you to care to come to China. 30 years ago, I made that statement. To save the world, we have to clean up China. And to save Hong Kong, we have to clean up China. So our real battle is there.Now, you've been to China, you've been touring around, you've been to Taiwan, and you've come to Hong Kong again. Now, how do you feel, you know, the Chinese society, the situation today? Is there any hope? Are people changing? We heard, for example, that vegetarian restaurants are coming up, you know, multiplying in tremendous speed.Is that a sign you noticed? Or when interacting with the people, what is your feeling? 多斯特圖就去雲了中國很多地方，去了台灣，又來了香港不止一次了。對於中國現在是怎樣的呢？因為如果中國不乾淨，全世界沒得救；中國不乾淨，香港沒得救。現在的情勢是怎樣來看？
Yeah, just briefly, feel when I visit China, mainland China, that I'm in a country where veganism is very vibrant and alive and growing very quickly, that there's a powerful connection between three forces that are promoting veganism. One is the ancient traditions of China, Buddhist, Taoist, Confucian traditions of harmony with nature, with one's society, with animals, with spirituality. You know, this is pushing toward veganism. Secondly, the young people in China are really awakening to the problems. They don't want to destroy their country and the earth. And so they're very much really active promoting veganism. And also science in China is very much in favor of moving to a plant-based way of eating for health and environmental reasons. And fourth, actually, the government. I mean, Chinese government is the only government in the world to mandate reducing the amount of meat being eaten by half, roughly. So these four factors are terrific.
In how many years?
I don't know, but maybe quite a while. But still...And I just read this morning that they're having a vegan conference in Beijing, and they're expecting over 20,000 people to come. You know, so these are big numbers, and I think it's a very vibrant and very quickly growing movement.
In China, everything is a big number.
Yeah. That's true. 20,000, not that much.
咁呢個力量咧，除咗有人去推動之外咧，其實喺中國有啲舊嘅文化咧，都係食素嘅。咁仲有佛教又係提倡食素嘅。咁就會令到呢個素食呢個主義咧，就會推動得更加快啦。尤其是而家有啲後生仔女咧，已經開始注視到我哋嘅個健康啦。就同埋咧，對嗰個環境嘅保護啦，唔好咁輕易就係毀滅咗呢個地球啦。咁所以佢哋又會醒覺咗， 更令到更多人咧係食素。咁而家啲中國嘅科學咧，亦都係提升咗好大。咁喺呢一方面咧，咁亦都可以話到俾好多人聽，食素咧其實係真係有科學根據嘅。咁而且中國而家亦都提倡咗有啲運動，就係叫啲人咧唔好食咁多，要減半咁食。可能咧即係見到啲細菌啲人食到肥到個頭啊，有個借鏡，咁就叫啲人咧就唔好食咁多，食一半。咁諸如此類咧，咁就會令到中國而家咧就會開始復興咗就素食。咁佢係今朝9/7咧就睇新聞就睇到喺北京咧有一個素食嘅大會啊，咁咁嗰個會入邊咧有成千上萬咁多人嚟參與，咁呢度咧就可以一個顯示睇得到，而家大陸啲人咧已經係好多人覺醒即係食素一個文化同埋一個主義咧。
Well, I share your view on the increasing number of people abandoning meat in our beloved motherland. Well, it's so nice to end with such a positive note for tonight. 咁如果中國真係有咁多人開始食少啲肉咧？咁全世界有得救嚇，咁我今晚咧，我哋呢個對談咧，可以用一個咁正面嘅信息結束咧，咁啊都係好好啦。